Hey, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. As always, it's really great to see you. We want to thank the good folks here at the Antioch Baptist Church Foundation for inviting us to come out this morning to Hopewell Gap, just west of Haymarket, for this fantastic video location.
That's right. Today is a big day, let me tell you. We are on the cusp. We're on the cusp of seasons as summer comes to an end and fall is starting, but we're also on the cusp of this month's market update for Northern Virginia. And let me tell you why. We're looking at statistics for the end of July, and it comes to us from Markets That's by Showing Time, and it's definitely showing some change.
Yeah, and this is for the entire Northern Virginia area, of course. So let's go ahead and get started. In July, the median sold price was $685,000.
And this is down 5.5%, which we haven't seen in a long time. But keep in mind, this is very local to the counties in which you're in. So some counties, it's actually up. Other counties, it's down more. So this is an average for all the 10 counties that we also we always look at.
Very good point. The number of homes sold in July was 2,801.
And this is down 1%. Again, the reason could be the seasons. As we're coming to the end of summer, people are on vacation. They were too busy to buy homes. So it could explain some of the slowing down in activity for sure.
So true. The number of days on the market, and again, this is the time that a listing goes on the market is active until the day that it goes under contract. The average days on the market was 15 days in July.
Yes, and this is up from 13 days the previous month. And again, just taking a little longer for those homes to go under contract.
Yeah. And the number of homes for sale at the end of July was an even 3,000.
And this is up 5.5% from the previous month, which is really good as it's showing that inventory of homes for sale is going up.
Yeah, we're starting to see this continuous incline of that.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, it's also been a very busy morning in some other other areas as well. The latest CPI, that's a consumer price index report, of course, was just released at 8:30 this morning, and that shows a continued trend of downward inflation. This is the lowest number in the last 4 months. I mean, just continuous decline, and also the lowest number since, as I understand, the March of 2021. It's down to 2.9%.
Nice.
So last month, of course, it was 3%. And I think, you know, we're probably getting this continued indication that at the Fed meeting, and their announcement is going to be on September 18th, that we're going to see probably the Fed chair announce that their, you know, their federal funds rate, their core rate, is probably going to be starting to edge down a little bit. So we all have our fingers crossed, but we're continuing to see interest rates on the decline already. So all this, I think, is very positive for the fall market coming.
Yes, it's definitely good news. And why I say we're on the cusp of change is that exactly what you're talking about. So those interest rates have been coming down, and we've also been seeing inventory going up. So it's changing the market.
All positive.
And for sure, yes, everybody's in anticipation for what the Federal Reserve is going to do. They're hoping that this fall market is going to be more vibrant. And so we're all in that anticipation, trying to figure out what's actually going to happen. More than likely, we're going to see a more active fall market this year. So fingers crossed, Ray.
Yeah, it's exciting times. And this is the times that we really enjoy bringing you these reports, because everything looks good, at least for right now. So stay tuned. Well, as always, we really hope the information that we're providing you weekly is valuable. We really appreciate you tuning in. And certainly there's a lot more to come, so we have a lot more to report, right?
Yes, so please subscribe to our channel. Stay tuned. We come out with a new video every week. And next week, we're going to tackle a very difficult topic to discuss. There are big changes in the real estate industry that we want you to know about.
Yeah, more to come on that. So we'll hope to see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.